March 5th, 2025 at 12:01 p.m. All right. So we'll start with the first thing on our agenda, which is our roll call. Yvonne, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. If you hear your name, please just acknowledge it that you are present. Arnold, sorry, Brian Arnold.
I am here.
Thank you. Mel Bonta.
Mel
Adam
just
Blake.
joined, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Present.
Adam Blakesley, thank you. Ricky Boche. Michael Boggs.
Present.
Thank you. Frank Cantone. Sean Chang.
Present.
Thank you. Carl Cornell.
Present.
Erica Crawley.
I'm here.
Bethany Dixon. Jamie Doss.
Present.
Thank you. Thomas Hembury.
Here.
Thank you. Rose Howard.
Present.
Marcy Benda.
Present.
Kyle Carnuda.
Here.
Thank you. Ellie Crump Powers.
I'm here.
Thank you. Jeremy Cruiser. Sophie Lanches.
I'm here.
Thank you. Yalverton Lucane.
Yvonne, it's Bethany. I'm here. Sorry, I was just chatting with someone and I'm here.
Thank you, Bethany. Pia Menders. Anne Morse.
Present.
Thank you. Kevin Phipps. Stephanie Rasu.
Here.
Kate Supran. Wendy Treat. Thank you. Jenna Van Houten. Danielle Weirson.
Present.
Awesome. Thank you. That is everyone. Erica, back to you.
Thank you, Yvonne. Just as a reminder, if folks can put EA in the front of their name, just so if we go into executive session, we know who to keep in the room and who to place in the waiting room. But we'll now go to the next item on our agenda, which is the Cornell University land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayokono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayokono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayokono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayokono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. So the next thing on our agenda is the approval of the February 19th, 2025 minutes. If you all could take a look at that, it is linked in the agenda. And I will welcome a motion to approve the minutes and or amend the minutes after a minute or so.
Started off with a motion to approve. I read them ahead of time, unless anybody sees edits.
Okay. Awesome. Is there a second?
I'll second it. And also, we can do the minutes if you motion to approve, say motion to approve by unanimous consent, and then we don't need a second.
Motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Right. So that has been approved by unanimous consent. Awesome. So next thing on our agenda for today is a call for late agenda items. Does anybody have any late additions they would like to place on the agenda for today? Anyone, anyone? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to our business of the day. The first thing is the resolution related to supporting the university's commitment to DEI. So in our last meeting, we talked about leaving it up to the executive committee to discuss whether or not we will move forward with something. So we did land on a resolution being something that could benefit the employees, right, from us making a statement in that way. So we wanted to know if there were any volunteers who would like to sponsor the resolution. Who would like to work on this?
What is involved in sponsorship? Can you explain kind of what's expected a little better so we know if we have the time and capacity?
Sure. Thank you, Danielle. So with sponsorship for the resolution, these would be the folks who would be responsible for writing the resolution. So writing that draft up to present to the EA so that we can vote on. But that also means doing the research for what is going to go into that resolution, right? So why are we supporting the commitment to DEI for the universities? What departments that of employees would be affected, how our supports and resources for students would be affected, things of that nature, right? And so really just to outline for university leadership how the commitment to DEI resonates with the employees. So this could be more than just one person, right? It doesn't have to lay on the shoulders of one person. So it can be a collaborative effort. It can be sponsored by more than one EA rep. Jamie?
Yeah, I just had a question. Is there an option that one of the committees could take this on? Or does it have to just be like individual groups of folks that come together to do it?
So it could be an option for a committee to take on. I do know that the committees that this would fall under, which is more than likely employee welfare and then benefits and policy, they have kind of a full schedule of things that they're meeting about and putting out work for. So we wanted to be able to bring this to the full EA to see if there were folks who lay outside or even within those groups, right, who would like to just come together to work on this outside of a committee who it would be responsible for coming, being produced out of. That makes sense. But if there are any committees who are interested, by all means, let us know. Carl?
Yeah, I just wanted to also mention that there are non-EA representatives who are willing to help support whoever puts forth this resolution. So you would not be working alone, and I'm sure that other members would help support. We just need a leader to take initiative for this resolution.
All right. Well, seeing no one who would like to sponsor this resolution, myself, Rose, and Yvonne will work on the resolution to present to EA in one of our coming meetings. Yes. So next item on our agenda, the email that was sent out to folks for sustaining our budget for long term, right? Okay, lots of hands. Wendy.
Before we go to the next item, I just want to clarify, sponsor and writing the resolution are two different things. So whether a committee writes the resolution or the executive committee or whoever it might be, once the resolution is written, if anyone on the EA or a non-EA member wants to be a sponsor of the resolution, that's always an option as well. It's just, I believe right now what Erica was saying is that we are looking for a person or persons to write the resolution and bring it to the floor so that we can vote on it. I just wanted to make sure that that was clarified for everyone.
Thank you, Wendy. Brian?
I just wanted to add to that. I don't feel I have the capacity to write the primary draft, but I do a lot of writing and editing, and I'd be totally happy to help with that process through editing. It'd be useful.
Thank you, Brian. Awesome. Brian, is that a new hand?
It is not. I just forgot to lower my hand. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Just want to make sure. I did want to talk about the letter that we received from senior leadership. This may be a good time to go into executive session so we can discuss thoughts around this letter. So I welcome a motion to enter into executive session. Marcy?
Motion to go into an executive session.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. And for those all in favor of going into the executive session to discuss sustaining our budget for long term, can you please raise your hand or mark with a check mark? That would be great. It should be in your reaction buttons. Awesome. Is there any dissent for going into executive session for EA members?
I don't have dissent. I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Is there any way that Hey, as the employee elected trustee, can be brought in, or is she excluded?
Hey is an ex officio member of the employee assembly, so she'll be included.
Okay.
Okay. So we have any abstentions? That would be me. Okay, so I will also welcome some conversation from our constituents as well on that topic. Is everybody back? Did we let everybody back in?
They are.
Okay, thank you. All right, great. For those who have returned to open session with us, we discussed the email that was sent out by senior university leadership regarding sustaining our budget for long term. Just wanted to give you all a couple minutes if you had any concerns that you want to express around that issue. Please note that these meetings are recorded, and sometimes we have local news outlets who may do reports on those things if you would like to share. Okay. Anybody? All right. Seeing none, we'll go to the next thing on our agenda, which is our visit from Interim President Kotlikoff and Vice President Lovely. They are scheduled to attend our April 16th Employee Assembly meeting. We do have a link for EA representatives to submit questions to both VP Lovely and Interim President Kotlikoff to answer. We'll be sending that out to the EA listserv later today. And so we encourage all of our EA representatives to reach out to your constituents, any employees that are within your network to see what their concerns are as well. If you would like to include those questions in that link we'll send out. And so that's just some information for those who have additional concerns that they want to bring to our senior leadership liaison, as well as the interim president. So the next item on our agenda is elections. Do we want to pass this over to Stephanie, or Yvonne, did you have something you wanted to share around elections and the registration form as well as the election page?
Yeah, I mean, if Stephanie's here is willing to speak on it, please do so. Otherwise, I mean, just kind of sharing that the Registration form is open. So if anyone is wanting to either rerun for their current position or a different position, or if you know any colleagues or your constituents, if you want to share this information so that they can run for any of the many positions that we have open, you can also see the elections page there. So yeah, elections are in full swing.
Stephanie, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I did not have anything that I wanted to add. Just knowing everything that Yvonne went through is perfect. And if you know of anyone that might be of interest or might, I said that incorrectly, might have an interest in joining the EA, to please share with your units, departments, colleges. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Brian?
I just wanted to ask Yvonne if he would put that list in chat. I'm not eligible for the position I have in EA next year, but would also be interested in continuing. So I'd be interested in knowing more as to what is available.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. Wendy?
I just wanted to clarify for Brian that the elections registration form and election page are both on our agenda today. Also, if you go to the assembly.cornell.edu, look up, you know, employee assembly and election. See all that information. Yeah, Yvonne's got it there, but it's also on the agenda.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay, on to our next part of the agenda, our committee and liaison report. So, executive committee, Yvonne.
Yes, we have been having wonderful conversations with Christine Lovely about everything that is happening. There are a couple of updates as it relates to the graduate students unionizing. They are having a potential vote soon on whether they're going to strike or not. And then we will hear what the results are. As of right now, there's apparently not necessarily a greater impact to staff in particularly. However, if you know, if this were to happen and if you are one of the people impacted, please do reach out to us so that we can connect and try to figure out what are potential next steps with that. We do have a meeting with Christine Lovely as well in a couple of weeks. Erica, myself, and Hey, in the lieu of all of this information that we're getting from the university about budgeting, DEI work, and so many other things, if there's anything in your mind that you think it's something that you would like to ask Christine Lovely, please feel free to reach out to me directly, and I will do my best to connect and relay that message, and then bring back a report during our next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. And just for the record, just for clarity, the graduate students do have their own union. They're in their first negotiation with the university, so they're determining what they want their union to look like, and also other things that they're discussing in there as far as like compensation, things of that nature, right? So they're determining whether or not they want to strike, but they're already a union. Next up is the Communications Outreach and Recognition Committee. That's Rose.
Thank you, Erica. Okay, so we last met on February 11th. The EA Voice just went out yesterday. And we are soliciting if anybody wants to suggest or volunteer to be the next EA member spotlight. Basically, I just need a picture, name, the role. Why do you like being part of the EA? Why did I join the EA? Hobbies and a fun fact. I'll drop that in chat. But I am looking for, we are looking for another volunteer. The George Peter Award was celebrated on the 24th, and that there was an article linked in the EA Voice if you wanted to see more about it. I think the award subcommittee did a great job with that, and it was really quite beautiful. And our next communications meeting, I'll be sending out an email probably today or tomorrow. It'll be slightly off schedule. We'll be talking about the Staff Integrity Award, Staff Integrity Inclusion Award, and some potential changes. And some of our ideas about celebrating may be adjusted according to the new budget constraints. So we will see.
All right, next up is our Employee Education and Development Committee. That's Deb, I believe, right? I'm not crazy, that's Deb. But Deb's not here today. Is there anyone from this committee who would like to provide an update?
I don't think we've had a meeting since our last EA meeting.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Danielle. Next up is Employee Welfare Committee.
I got volunteered to speak on this one, and so many other things have been talked about. It's probably a jumble now. So if the rest of you can jump in where I have holes. Most of the time we discuss this letter that came out and the implications that we're feeling, feeling a bit ambushed by these financial headwinds for some of us. Some things that we discussed were the SIP we discussed with Hey Hey, a lot of these things. We also discussed the equity in the SIP structure being a percentage based and whether that should be considered as a graduated structure so that those making less are benefiting more than those already making more. Help me out, guys. Usually she sends a really good news, a really good synopsis, and it didn't come through. So
I just dropped a letter in the box.
Yeah.
But it didn't go in the box. It went outside the box.
Am I missing anything? It was basically, wow, we don't know what we're doing.
I think that about covers it, Danielle. It was sort of just a space for all of us to talk about the concerns we've been hearing or any knowledge we had.
Okay. Thank you all for that. Benefits and policy committee, Bethany?
So I am so embarrassed to say that I missed our meeting last week because my puppy got sprayed in the face by a skunk. And I was so stressed about her eyes. She's fine. I just was totally a wreck. So I took the day off work and forgot to even look at my Outlook. So I'm really sorry. I don't know if folks still met, but as always, please feel free to email me with any topics or if you'd like to join next time. That does not need to be the policy update, the committee update that it did not happen because of a skunk.
We did meet, but again, with so much going on, everything's kind of a jumble about what we discussed and which committee on what date.
Okay. So pretty much everybody's discussing the same things in the letters, concerns folks have around that. Okay.
Yeah, this would be pre-letter, but still, yeah.
Okay. Elections committee, Stephanie.
Thank you. No other updates aside from, you know, the notifications have gone out, the emails have gone out, so everything is in full swing.
Awesome. And liaison reports are UA Campus Codes Committee.
That will be Dave McDermott. He's not here today. He shared that there's no updates from that committee, but he's also in the transportation and hearing appeals, and there's supposed to be a training in the next couple of weeks coming up.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Yvonne. UA Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and Environment.
That is me. We had an initial meeting. There were not a lot of members. It was just myself and another two people who showed up. And to be completely honest, there was not much of an agenda. The discussion was that we were trying to figure out a meeting time that works best for everyone, but we haven't heard back since.
Thank you, Yvonne. UA Campus Welfare Committee.
There is still nothing on this. And if I know who, if somebody can tell me who to contact about that, I would be happy to follow through. But if this committee's meeting, I've never been invited.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. I will check with OA about that. So we have the Transportation and Hearing Appeals Board. So Committee for Campus Constituency Elected Trustees, we will be having a meeting tomorrow to start orchestrating the campaign details for the undergraduate student elected trustee, because that should be happening in the next month or so. Faculty Senate.
I don't think we've met since the last one, but something that was brought up at the meeting, I think, in the interim that I didn't bring up last time, there was a discussion about there's a new student evaluation system that they were going to be putting into place soon. And I don't know now with the funding situation, if they are still moving forward with that or not. I would be curious. And they're looking at starting a school of environment and sustainable development. Again, funding, I don't know where that's going to go, but those were a couple of things I didn't bring up last time.
Thank you, Danielle. And now we have open discussion. So we have a couple of topics here. So the first thing would be the Cornell law professor who leads the project that challenges DEI in education. This particular professor has issued lawsuits against some different programs that are offered for students in the Ithaca area. And so wanting to talk about if there's any discussion around this, is this a concern for our employees at all? I know one of our EA members brought this to our attention, so we wanted to bring it to the group to see if this is something that is concerning for our employee constituency. Okay, no? No thoughts, questions, comments, concerns on this topic? Okay. And then we had another item put on open discussion is the Outlook Online Archive. Not sure who this item came from, who could provide more context around this agenda item. Yvonne? Oh, maybe Yvonne left. Okay. All right, awesome. Rose, did you have any, or Kate, Danielle?
I don't know if this is related to that, but I know I've seen online in different social media forums where alumni are discussing that their longstanding Cornell.edu accounts are suddenly going inactive without any notification. So I don't know if that was this or something else, but that is something I've seen.
Thank you, Danielle. Are there any other concerns around the Outlook Online Archive? It says here that this is where older messages are stored and instead of in a primary Outlook mailbox. So not really sure why this was added to our agenda. I think Yvonne had some context around it, but he's gone now. So we'll go to our next item is University Policy 8.1, Physical Security Systems. I know there were, oh, Carl?
Yeah, I think there was some concern. So I want to reopen that last item. I think there was some concern because any messages older than 1 year would be headed to this online archive. And that means that any like filing structures that you have to sort things out would just be erased because it doesn't go to the filing structure. And I think it was Rose that brought this up. So I'll let Rose talk.
Yeah, sorry, I think I spaced out a little there. Sorry. Yeah, because the naming was different than I was thinking of it. So it's, I did actually also reach out to IT about this. So the good news is that all of your emails over a year should still be accessible through like a new subfolder in your Outlook. The problem is, for especially I've seen for administrators where we have complex subfolder structures that help you find things, as far as I can tell, that's completely going to be gone. And that's the kind of thing that's just getting pushed out as far as I know without any, like sort of a chat period. And so I think it'll be fine in terms of like, you'll get access to stuff. So it's more like the individual, but Jeremy, I bet you have more information. So I'll back down.
Jeremy?
Only a little bit. And I'm having trouble finding it right the moment, but I did just recently see a message go past about preserving folder structure in archive. So you might want to reach back out to IT mail team about that because I think that's in works. I think that's actually something that they're looking at fixing.
That's amazing because that was that's a huge red flag for a lot of us administrators.
Yeah,
I've been here for like 40 years. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that clarification. So our last two open discussion items are related to one another, the University Policy 8.1 on Physical Security Systems and Faculty Senate's Resolution 198 with concerns of increased police and security cameras on Cornell's campus. So we wanted to bring this to EA to see if this was also an issue for employees. Are there being new cameras installed in buildings where there haven't been any before? Does this seem like increased surveillance by the university? Yes, so we'll leave it there. Danielle?
So I shared with, I think, a couple committees, but I don't remember if I shared it here. But Hey and I did meet with the director of police and also the director of the access systems that wrote this policy. And it's not new cameras popping up everywhere. It's basically as renovations are being made, it's kind of becoming a part of the new code. So we're not going to suddenly see cameras everywhere, just where there are major renovations. And then also in major renovations in the elevators, but that is actually a code issue. That is not a surveillance issue. So it's not as aggressive as I had read the policy to be initially. I was a lot more comfortable with it after that discussion. And I haven't heard, I know initially the faculty was very concerned about this. It's interesting, Rose. But I haven't heard them say anything since this was actually passed. This hasn't come back up. So if it does, I'll be sure to bring that back.
Thank you, Danielle. Are there any other concerns, comments, questions folks may have? I saw Carl first, but Mel is in front of you. So, Mel.
So can I just say that I'm a video surveillance like monitor? I have access into the system. It's only for certain areas you have access. And I have to have like a legitimate reason to even get into the camera system. I can't just go and say I want to like look at a camera. I have to have like an incident that has happened in my buildings to actually like go in to watch those cameras. So I just wanted to kind of clarify for individuals that the system is not something that someone's sitting there watching 24/7. These are like incident type situations that are elevating people to actually look at the cameras. And it may feel like an invasion of privacy, but I can say as that person, like I have helped individuals with situations. So they are there for benefit reasons.
Thanks, Mel. Carl?
I just wanted to note that I put a link in the chat that led to the IT site for Outlook, and it does clearly state that the folder structure will re be retained.
Awesome. Okay. Well,
Wait,
seeing no
real
more.
quick.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Danielle.
Also wanted to add, I did forget to speak about it earlier, but it seems to be a concern. That yes, they have said this isn't like a Bruce Wayne surveying the thing sitting in front of multiple screens. It's like it's being recorded and it's only saved. I think it was for 4 days, and then it is deleted. It's not being held or archived anywhere. The sound is held for even less time, and they wanted me to convey very clearly that video cannot be used for spying on you or in any way evaluating how you're doing your job, because they have had issues where people have wanted to see recordings to know if their staff was where they were supposed to be or doing what they were supposed to do. It is not for that at all. It is only for crimes and major incidents that they go in and review these, and it is not archived or held. So, crimes.
And just for the record, because Melissa put it in chat, it's 14 days, not 4 days. No worries.
I knew there was a four somewhere, so thank you, Mel.
Mel.
I do want to share, it is only 14 days and it's very limited access. Like at least for my facility, there are only two people that are authorized. We have to go through training. I do just want to clarify, like it is a very limited group of people that have it. We have to do attestations. I'm saying it all wrong, but that we're like going to abide by the rules. And you know, I have to also like I cannot share videos with anyone. I have to review myself, and if I notice anything, then I escalate it. But I would not be allowed to ha say, "Hey Danielle, you know, I have a situation over here. You want to come watch the video?" That's not how it works. It is very limited. So I just want to kind of clarify that for people.
Thanks, Mel. Jeremy?
So I think one of the big concerns over increased surveillance, particularly with stored video, is that there's an increasing pressure by the federal government to collect this kind of information on protests and take action against protesters. It has actually already happened at Columbia. So I can understand where these concerns are coming from. And I think we need, I think it would help our, me, and probably others, if we had clearer understanding of Cornell's ability to prevent outside agencies from leveraging that information to take action against our community.
Thank you, Jeremy. That sounds like an awesome question to submit in that link for Interim President Kolakoff and VP Lovely. So then we can have some answers. That would be awesome. Does anybody else have any last thoughts about any of these topics we talked about in open session in these last couple minutes here? Just want to give folks the opportunity to chime in. Well, all right. I am a proponent of giving folks their time back, all 3 minutes that you may have. So I open the floor for a motion to adjourn. Wendy?
Motion to adjourn by unanimous consent.
Awesome. Do I have a second? Second. Thank you, Rose. So we will adjourn today's meeting Wednesday, March 5th, 2025 at 1:13 p.m. Have a great day, everyone.